This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Criteria for the community between right and wrong. I'm talking about the period when the Prophet ﷺ was in Mecca. Besides the impact that the Quran was having on the entire society of Mecca, there was an undercurrent of preservation of the Qur'an, of writing down of the Qur'an, and of disseminating the knowledge of the Qur'an. So besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, and as events were unfolding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking to that community. Beside that, there was also the activity that the Muslims, despite being small in number, despite being considered weak and insignificant, they were engaged in this activity of preservation, of recording, and of disseminating knowledge connected to the Quran. This was actually the first time in the Arabian Peninsula that there was a systematic effort to educate. We know the Quran was being written down in the Mecca period because Umar radiallahu anh, before he became a Muslim, he stormed into the house of his sister Fatima after he was told by someone that you want to concern yourself to go harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in your own family, Abd Manaf, in your own household, your sister had become Muslim, your brother-in-law had become Muslim. He stormed into the house and he found his sister, and she was clutching and trying to hide some parchments of the Quran. And on those parchments were written verses of Surah Taha. And he asked her, or he demanded from her, "Let me see what you are holding." She told him, "You are filthy. I won't let you see this unless you purify yourself." He came to reason, not before he was a bit violent. He came to reason. He went to clean himself, he approached her, and he read what was on the parchments of the verses that the Prophet ﷺ received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He read those verses from Surah Taha, and it had an effect on his heart. And he went to the Prophet ﷺ to embrace Islam. We know that in the house of Arqam ibn Arqam, or it is called Darul Arqam, the house of Arqam, the Muslims used to meet in that house. The Prophet ﷺ used to lead them in salah, and there they used to rehearse the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ used to give them the verses. They used to memorize these verses. They used to imbibe it, and they would go about meeting one another and rehearsing it to one another and preserving these verses. So even in the midst of oppression and persecution and difficulty, there was a recognition that to come out of this, we need to hold firm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kitab. But holding firm onto the book is not enough. We need to equip ourselves with what is contained in that book. Before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached Medina, Surah Maryam had already reached Medina. Amongst the Banu Zurayq, Surah Maryam was already being read in Medina. They were still struggling in Mecca. They were still being beaten from pillar to post. But people from amongst the Banu Zurayq, when they heard Surah Maryam being read, This was after one of the people of Yathrib met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He took with him Surah Maryam. He took it with him to Yathrib, to Medina. By the time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in Medina, the Sahaba Mus'ab bin Umair had already was sent, and he had already educated the community about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the time the Prophet had arrived, there were young boys who had already memorized large portions of the Quran, from Surah Qaf right down to the surahs that were revealed already. So today I want to draw our attention to how to the spread of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also to a very important event that happened even prior to the hijrah. It happened that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told and advised his companions, go to Abyssinia. Things are becoming so difficult. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't guarantee the safety of all the companions. It was becoming extremely difficult. And he advised them, go to Abyssinia. Because in Abyssinia, you're going to find Najashi. And he is a honest, just person. Go to him and seek refuge there. Uthman ibn Affan was married to Ruqayya, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were amongst the first people to undertake this journey. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he too was part of that group. Mus'ab bin Umair, this is before he was sent to Medina. He was already ostracized by his family. He was already kicked out and boycotted. They cut him off from the wealth of the family, so he was living like a pauper. It was better for him to go to Abyssinia. They went in the direction of Yemen to a port town known as Shu'aiba. There they boarded a ship, and the ship took them across the Red Sea, and they came to the land known as Habsha, Abyssinia. Today we call it Ethiopia. And they disembarked there and they went to seek out Najashi. And in their tracks, the Quraysh had sent two individuals to bring them back, to repatriate them. The Quraysh was going to have none of this nonsense of their people leaving them and going to take this word that the Prophet ﷺ is receiving from Allah, taking it to another place. To them, that was utter nonsense. They were not going to have their families dishonoring their name. The Arabs were very proud. Why must they go to Africa and go seek refuge in Africa and go dishonor the name of the Quraysh? So they were going to have none of that. They sent two of their best spokespersons to Abyssinia as well. And this is where the plot thickens. Because they go to the king and then they tell the king, we want our people back. Extradite them, repatriate them, whatever the modern word is. Whatever it is, we want them to come back. They are sowing mischief. They are following this man amongst us who has divided us completely. They must come back and they must face the consequences of their actions. And he gives them a hearing. But before I'm going to tell you what Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, who was the spokesperson for the Muslims, what he said, let me tell you a little bit about Habsha, about Abyssinia at that time. Abyssinia at that time was a Christian place. In the 4th century, the king of Aksum, he had allowed evangelists to come into Abyssinia. The king after him became a Christian. This resulted in the entire Abyssinia becoming a Christian country. Christianity at that time was very divided. And there was a lot of ikhtilaf. There was a lot of infighting. And the infighting was around the question of the extent to which Nabi Isa and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one or not one. This was the whole debate. And the whole Christian world was divided in this debate, and there was this school of thought and that school of thought and this school of thought. But the dominant position was already decided in the year 325 at the Council of Nicaea. The dominant position was in response to an individual known as Arian from Alexandria. His position was that Nabi Isa is creation and Allah is creator. And his position caused a huge uproar in the whole entire Christian world. So in 325, they called this ecumenical council at Nicaea to finally decide on who is God, who is Jesus. How does this thing work? When Arian's followers put it to the council that Jesus is created and God is creator, there was an uproar. At the end of the day, they decided that the creed of Christianity is that Jesus and God is one and the same. And they add the Holy Spirit in there for good measure. And this is where the Trinitarian creed came about. And they excommunicated anyone who wasn't of the Trinitarian creed. Habsha at that time, they belonged to the school of thought that said Nabi Isa and God, they are one, but Nabi Isa is still human and God is still divine. So they themselves were confused about the relationship of Nabi Isa and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in coming from the desert. And the Najas poses the question to them, that we were a people who were living lives that were corrupt. We were a people who were given fahisha to indulge. A man came to us by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him. And he came to give us honor that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done. The two Quraishis would have none of this. And they said, no, there is a problem with their belief. They've got certain concocted ideas of Nabi Isa. So the king said, does he receive revelation? They said, yes. The king said, let me hear what revelation he is receiving. Recite something to me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him, so that I can make my decision. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, eloquent, hamalatul Qur'an, a person who is carrying the Qur'an. And I'm going to emphasize this point every time, because today's Jumu'ah khutbah is focusing on the importance of carrying the Qur'an and understanding the Qur'an and utilizing the Qur'an as a means of dialogue across our faith into other faiths, so that we can position ourselves as a community. This is the lesson in today's Jumu'ah, insha'Allah. So Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, imagine he had to say, I know nothing of the Qur'an. Imagine that had to be the response of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. The king would have said, how serious are you about this revelation if you don't know a single verse? If you cannot even quote something to me? But no, like I told you, the Qur'an was already being recited in Medina while the Muslims were still being whipped in Makkah. Now we find, before the Hijrah, that the Qur'an has been carried across the Red Sea and it is going to be recited in Africa before the Prophet ﷺ even reached Medina, in Africa, to an African audience. A highly civilized audience, I might add. They minted their own coins at that time. And Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, he recites the first 40 verses from Surah Maryam. The first 40 verses from Surah Maryam is going to be too much for this Jumu'ah to translate. So I'm going to choose some of the verses. And I want you to come with me into the court of Najashi, with his priest standing looking on, with the two Quraishi standing looking on, waiting to take them, waiting for the verdict that he can take the people, repatriate them, and with Ja'far standing there, and he's going to recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the African continent for the first time. And listen, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan. كاف ها يا عين صاد. حروف الهجائية. Letters of the Arabic, of the Arabic alphabet. الله أعلم بمراده بذلك. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is intended by those words. It is a means of drawing the reader in. It is a means of incapacitating the listener. A means of drawing him, rendering him helpless in front of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he cannot figure it out. He cannot make sense of it. Kaf ha ya ain sad. I can stand here and I can try to tell you what kaf ha ya ain sad means. It is just going to be a weak attempt. You can walk away and you can say, I try. That's all. That's as much as you can say. It draws the audience in. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. The mentioning of the mercy of your Lord on his slave Zakariya. Zakariya was familiar to Najashi. Zakariya was a prophet that they read about in the Bible. Zakariya was a prophet that they knew about from the Old Testament. It was a Hebrew word made up of Zikri and Ya, which refers to Allah. Zikri, to remember. Ya, Yahweh, Allah, the one who remembers Allah. These people are coming from the desert. Lands that we never even want to go into because of the harshness. And they are coming here and they are teaching me about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his slave, Zakariya. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. When his Lord listened to his call, when he made dua to his Lord in secret. And he called unto his Lord and he said, قَالَ رَبِّي, O my Lord, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones have become weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My head is light with gray. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. And I feel that I will not be unfortunate in my dua to you, Ya Allah. And the verses go on. He goes on to say that I am fearing for my relatives who are going to come after me. وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِ عَاقِرٍ. My wife is barren. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. So grant me from your side, grant me a progeny that is going to inherit from me. And that is going to inherit from the family of Ya'qub. وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. And make him someone that is going to be liked and that everyone will be pleased with. يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ. O Zakariya, says the revelation, indeed we are going to give you the good news of a son. إِسْمُهُ يَحْيَا. His name is Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. And we did not give this name to anyone before him. The Najashi is listening. This was I'm on the sixth verse now. There's 40. So I'm going to have to be very economical. I'm going to 16, to verse 16. Still in the court of Najashi. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ. Remember, these people are confused with regard to who Nabi Isa is, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the relationship. They got big ikhtilaf. The last place that you think your ikhtilaf is going to be solved from, who's going to solve your ikhtilaf, is some people who are persecuted, who are coming to you, running away, and they've got this message. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ O Muhammad, remember and mention to them in the book the story of Maryam. This is the Muslim educating the Christian. إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا She withdrew from her family and she went to a place that is towards the east. فَاتَّحَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا She isolated herself from them. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا So we sent to her our angel فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا So he came to her as a man, as a grown man. قَالَتْ She said, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ I seek refuge in the one who is most merciful إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا If you have taqwa, she's talking to the angel. Qala, the angel says, Innama ana rasulu rabbik. I am only a messenger from your Lord. Li ahaba laki ghulaman zakiyya. In order that I gift you a son that is going to be pure. Qalat anna yakunu li ghulam. She said, How can I have a son? Walam yamsasni bashar. While no man has touched me. Walam aku baghiyya. While I am not someone who is given to sin, someone that don't transgress the boundaries, I am chaste. The angel says, كذلك, just like that. قال ربك هو علي هين. It is easy for your Lord to give you a son. ولنجعله آية للناس. And we're going to make him a sign for all of mankind. ورحمة منا. And we're going to make him a mercy from our side. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا And the matter has already been concluded and decided. فَحَمَلَتْهُ She was pregnant with him. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا And she withdrew in her pregnant state. She withdrew to a place and she gave birth. Najash is still listening. Abu Ja'far or Ja'far ibn Abi Talib is still reciting. I'm skipping verses. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ And she comes to her people carrying him. Carrying the child. قَالُوا They say to her, يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدَ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا مَرْيَمْ You have come with a most dishonorable, despicable thing. They know she was a young lady. She disappeared and she's coming back with a child. Ya ukhta Harun. You are from the noble family of Harun. Ma kana abuki ra'asaw. Your father was not a bad man. Wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Your mother was not unchaste. Fa'asharat ilayh. She pointed to Nabi Isa. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا? How can we speak to a babe who is in the cradle? قال He said, Nabi Isa said, إني عبد الله. Verily I am the slave of Allah. آتاني الكتاب. He is giving me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا He had made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ He had made me blessed wherever I will find myself. وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ He advised me with prayer and with alms. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا As long as I am alive. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي And to be honorable towards my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا And he didn't make me arrogant. He didn't make me unfortunate. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ And peace be upon me. There was no one to send salutations upon Nabi Isa. Nabi Isa, he sent salutations upon himself. Wassalamu alayya, peace be upon me. Yawma wulidtu, the day I am born. Wa yawma amutu, the day I will die. Wa yawma ub'athu hayya, and the day I will be resurrected alive. Allahu Akbar. Najashi breaks down in tears. He had never heard the story and the incident of the birth of Nabi Isa given in such a way, with such detail, making such sense. Remember, Christendom around him is at odds with one another. So much so that the Trinitarian belief, they had to defend it from 325. And they are defending it up until today. They have to do it. Subhanallah. Najashi says, the source of your prophet's revelation and the source of what Nabi Isa had received, I believe it to be the same source. If it was Allah that was speaking to Nabi Isa, it is the same God that is speaking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sends the Quraysh packing. And the Quran is recited in Africa. And the Quran finds a home in Africa. After that, 20 Abyssinians, they want to know, who is this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They form a delegation, they cross the Red Sea, they come to Mecca. This is still heavy days. I'm repeating this every time because I want the Jama'ah to recognize that we are operating here from the back foot. It doesn't mean that when Muslims are on a back foot, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plans and His working is not putting you on the right foot. It might look to us like we are on the back foot even presently. What do we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has installed? We are but His slaves. What is our duty in this big plan? Our duty is tamassak bi kitabillah. Our duty is hold firm to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know its content, because its content is that will change the direction of the entire humanity. If it is preached and taught and learnt and studied properly. Not just as sounds. Don't get me wrong, the sounds are beautiful. But not just as sounds. But as the kalam, but as the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity. Those 20, they come. Those 20 Africans. And I purposely use the word African. Those 20 Africans, they come to Mecca. After sitting with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam just for a while, listening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, experiencing the man, not the man, experiencing the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, they are completely drawn in and they embrace Islam. Abu Jahl says, you just came here. Have you got no shame? You just arrived and already you left the religion of your forefathers. Because when they found out about the meeting, they made sure that they were at the meeting to disrupt the meeting. This was the nature of the Quraysh. Whatever meeting was happening, they came to disrupt it. And they had words with these 20 Abyssinians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses. Time doesn't allow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses with regarding the character of those 20 Abyssinians in how beautifully they responded to who? To Abu Jahl. Verses in the Quran, the sababun nuzul of which is individuals, Africans who came to Makkatul Mukarramah to come find out about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much do we know about this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do we know? How much do we know of the power of this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, it changed the entire landscape. Abu Ja'far, they came back. There was another migration to Abyssinia. 80 individuals then went to Abyssinia. But Islam needed a home. And the home for Islam was being nurtured in Yathrib. That is a completely different khutbah. And after the Abyssinian delegation, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam met some individuals from Yathrib. They too were a delegation. And that was the foundations of Yathrib becoming Darul Aman, becoming Darul Salam for Islam and for the Muslims, becoming the abode of peace for Islam and for the Muslimin. And this is the Quran. The same Quran which we have in our midst. The same Quran that we need to be reading, learning, and we need to be disseminating knowledge from it. We are at a point in our history where we can no longer ride the back of our forefathers. I have an original copy. You know what that means? An original copy. I have an original copy of the Quran, handwritten Quran of Tuan Guru at home. I open it sometimes and I read from it. And I think to myself, what did this man do for us? He brought the Quran to our shores. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that. Subhanallah. What did the ulama who came after that? What have they done for us? They taught us. They preserved the deen in a time when it was illegal to practice Islam. You could be killed for showing your Islam and for preaching your Islam. This is our history here in the Cape. And they preserved their Islam in the form of wirds, in the form of poems, in the form of the what we call the hadat. And in there they inserted verses of the Quran. And they inserted adhkar. And in that way, they preserved and they held on to the deen, even though the Dutch and the English were looking at them, looking down their throats. But I'm saying today in this Jumu'ah, don't you think the time has come now that we need to get off their backs? They did a lot. They taught us the Quran. They preserved the deen for us. They couldn't teach us the Arabic language. But that was okay. We weren't ready for it at that time. They couldn't teach us all the meanings of the Quran. And that's okay. Because what they did was much more at the time that they were here. But don't you think we are ready to take the baton from them now? And to say we are now at a new point in our history. We are at a point in our history where we need to reclaim the meaning of the Quran. Where the Quran needs to be that document that is being read, taught, and spread far and wide. Because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its pure and pristine form. The living miracle. The untainted miracle. The imperishable miracle. The miracle that doesn't contradict itself in any way. La tanqati ajaibuhu. The amazingness and the wonders of the Quran will never come to an end. Don't you think we need to be a community that is celebrating that 7 days a week, 12 what months a year? Don't you think we need to be that community? We need to be that community who's studying it, who's looking into it, who's writing papers about it, who's converting people with it, who's taking it into our parliament, who's advising our government with it, We need to be eloquent with regard to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was in the court of Najash, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew he's sending an eloquent spokesman to Najash. Najash, by the way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard that Najash died, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Salatul Janaza in Madinatul Munawwara for Najash. What does that mean? Yes. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't perform Salatul Janaza on a non-Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Salatul Janaza on him. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, he was so taken with the people around Najash that he stayed in Abyssinia for 7 years. It was Lekada. He stayed in Africa. That is why if you must go there today, they're going to tell you. If you go to Ethiopia today, they will tell you, we have Sayyids, we have family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here amongst us, in our lineage. Because of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. He went back to Medina, and the Muslims were already sorted. In the 7th year, he only went back to Medina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. The Sahaba are no longer there. Our pious forefathers, whom we write about and whom we sing about, they are no longer there. We are left. We are left. We are the legacy. We are the heirs. There's no Superman. There's no one walking on clouds that's coming here. There's no one. It's us. It's me and you. It's our responsibility. And it's by time that we wake up and accept that responsibility. And stop thinking that it is someone else's or someone else need to do this. And we need to rise to the occasion. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. He will raise people and nations because of this book. وَيَضَعُ بِهَا آخَرِينَ. And He will make others low due to this book. We choose to be of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to elevate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of akhiru da'wana. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلم من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم وكرامع الحكم ومكاري الشيم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذي وأصحابه نجوم الطريق الأمم أما بعد فإن علم الشرائع والأحكام هو أعظم فرائض الإسلام ومن ثم أمر به وحض عليه تعليما وتعلما فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ عني ولو آية وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجون رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اجعل بيننا ألفة ومحبة وقرارة ولا تجعل بيننا نفرة وفتنة وفرارة ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله Shamar, there's still a lot of space I see. You can move to the front, inshallah. Follow the rows, inshallah. Hayakum Allah. Barakallahu fiqh. رحمكم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت
شهادة قال الله إذا ما عدد السماوات ونجعلني من الصالحين
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو استقيموا استو اعتدلوا استو رحمكم الله straighten the rows follow the gaps رحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahilhamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahil hamd, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين واكتب السلامة والصحة والعافية لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج اللهم ارحم أموات المسلمين واغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واحشرهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين جميعا شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم ارحم ضعفاء المسلمين اللهم ارحم ضعفاء المسلمين في كل مكان أينما كانوا وحيثما كانوا يا رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك بفضلك دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعوانا هم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.